Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Paul podcast for Monday the 13th of December 2010. How are you today? Would you like some more cash? You're not telling me you've got cash flow problems, have you? Now, do you know the number one reason why most businesses fail is a lack of cash? So if only we could improve our cash flow situation, we'd probably discover that our businesses would be doing a lot better. And how are we going to do that? Well, by getting rid of the wrong sort of customers and getting more of the right sort of customers. One of the main problems we have is that too many of our businesses have got the wrong sort of customers, the ones that pay late, and the ones that cause us cash flow problems in the first place. So what I'm advocating today is get rid of the wrong sort of customers. You didn't expect me to say that, did you? Well, I'm the sort of guy who thinks outside the box. And if you really think about it, you don't have a cash flow problem. What you have is a marketing problem and the ability to sign up the wrong sort of customers. Do you know where the expression thinking outside the box comes from? Don't read my blog. .com. What I mean by that is go and visit don'treadmyblog.com and do a quick search for the expression thinking outside the box, and you'll get the full background to that story. Let me give you an example of thinking outside the box. In my line of work, we did payroll services for customers for many years, and then we stopped. And the reason that we stopped is that it was an awful lot of work for very little money, and a lot of the time we didn't actually get paid for it. So we had a break of about 3 years when we didn't do any payroll whatsoever. And then in April 2010, we started again, under the brand payroll140.com and with a new policy in place. And that policy is no payment equals no payroll. And you know what? It works. We take the instructions from the client, we get paid, we run the payroll, and then their staff get paid. And it's still a very cheap service. We don't make any money on it, but it is cash flow positive. Now, what I'm suggesting today is, can you think about things you do in your business and about the relationships with your customers which can turn things cash flow positive? Remember, I'm suggesting that you don't have a cash flow problem. What you have is a marketing problem, and you need to get rid of the wrong sorts of customers. You're thinking, we couldn't do that, could we? Well, most businesses that fail, fail on account of a lack of cash. And you know what the last words of a dying business are? That would never work here. Go on, be honest with yourself. Could you actually change, or secretly, do you like the cash flow problems that you have? Stick a comment on this blog. Let me know what you're thinking. I'm looking forward to seeing you again, this time, next week, and in the meantime, work hard, earn lots of money.